As long as that guy has a TV show, my goal is to just take him off the air.
Shut the hell up.
Roland Martin is brought to you by McDonald's. Lunchtime, dinner time, your time. McDonald's all-day breakfast makes any time a good morning time. On the phone this morning from Toronto, how was it, Roland? How was the game? How was the All-Star weekend?
I'm still thawing out. It was that cold in Toronto, but it was great, phenomenal. Toronto did an outstanding job. First time having the All-Star game outside of the U.S. Too bad many brothers and sisters could not be here because they couldn't get into the country.
Wow. What do you mean they couldn't get into the country?
Let's just say if you had not paid your child support, let's just say if you had a record, Canada said you need to go back home.
Well, I bet there were a lot of former NBA players that didn't make it to Toronto.
A lot of homeboys and homegirls who had to turn right back around and go somewhere else for the weekend.
A lot of phrase, so it's like that, huh? Yeah, it's like that.
I didn't want to come to your country, no way.
No. Canada does not play, but it was fantastic. Play, so I appreciate Mark Tatum at the NBA hooking the brother up. We appreciate that. Nice. Tom, I had to do a little work this weekend. Obviously, when news came out about the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, 79-year-old, really was the conservative lion on the Supreme Court, really ushered in this new era there. All of a sudden, he wasn't even, the announcement of his death wasn't even 30 minutes old when the political battle began. Conservatives began to come out. Candidates began to come out. Senators saying, absolutely not. We will not. Before President Obama has even nominated anybody, before he even said he was going to nominate anyone, they began to attack him, saying, we won't confirm. We will not even call up their name for nomination. But one huge lie they threw out was, in a presidential year, it is tradition never to confirm a Supreme Court justice. Joining us right now on the phone, though, is Amy Howe, the editor-reporter for the most influential blog that covers the Supreme Court called SCOTUS Blog. Amy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
All right, Amy, so you've heard Senator Chuck Grassley, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, say we have tradition that the Senate does not confirm justices in a presidential election year. Your blog, though, says he's not telling the truth.
Well, what he said is, and you have to parse his statement very closely, he said there's a tradition of not nominating and confirming in nearly the last 80 years. Justice Anthony Kennedy was nominated in November 1987, but wasn't confirmed until February 1988, which certainly was a presidential election year. It was the last year of Ronald Reagan's presidency. But if you go back historically, you can go way back, but I just went back to the beginning of the 20th century, and over again, there were cases in which presidents nominated and confirmed nominees to the Supreme Court during election years.
You also, and again, you have this whole notion that, a president is a lame duck president. First of all, you don't become lame duck until your successor is chosen. He still has 11 months in his term. Now, I read that Clarence Thomas had the longest wait between being nominated and confirmed at 107 days. Is that correct?
Yeah, that certainly sounds correct. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I mean, one thing to be perfectly clear about, there is nothing in the Constitution or any law that says, the president shall nominate a successor to a candidate to the Supreme Court except during presidential election years. The Republicans are pointing to something called the Thurman Rule, which dates back to 1968 when President Lyndon Johnson was a lame duck president, and he nominated the current justice, Abe Fortas, to be the Chief Justice of the United States. And Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina and other senators on both sides of the aisle blocked him. He never became the Chief Justice. One of the reasons that they cited was that the next president, they thought then it would be President Nixon, should get to make this appointment. But also, just more generally, there were questions about Fortas's ethics. So you can't really point to any sort of standard practice. The fact that they did it once, doesn't necessarily the plural of anecdote is not data.
And then the Constitution clearly states that, first of all, it doesn't say, well, if you only have 11 months on your term, somehow you can't make a nomination.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, it's the Constitution is quite clear. The president shall nominate. About any time limits.
Do you see this backfiring on them?
It could. You know, I think that Republicans are hoping that it will bring out voters. You know, mm-hmm. The idea that if the president were able to put another nominee on the court, the balance of the court certainly would shift from having it for over a generation. It's had five conservatives and four liberals. Justice Anthony Kennedy has sort of been in the middle and has gone over and joined the liberals for some of the really important decisions involving, for example, gay rights. But Republicans have always cared an awful lot about the Supreme Court, and I would say more than Democrats have. And so I think there's also a chance that you could have younger voters, in particular younger women and minorities, look at this, at people who might not necessarily have gone to vote, look at this and say, wow, we better get to the polls. And those groups would tend to swing Democratic. So it certainly, I think, could help the Democrats as much as, if not more, than Republicans.
I have a dumb question. I can think of no one other than President Obama who would probably be the best Supreme Court justice ever. I mean, he's honest. He's qualified. Has the president ever nominated himself or been nominated for the Supreme Court justice?
Former president has.
No,
oh, yeah?
But he cannot nominate himself.
He can't nominate himself?
Hillary Clinton actually mentioned that he would be a great nominee back before Justice Scalia passed away. And President Obama's spokesman made very clear he was not interested in that job.
He's the right age for a job for life.
And has anybody checked on Clarence Thomas?
How so?
Just to see what he's going to listen to and take his cues from now on.
Yeah, I think Justice Thomas will be fine.
Okay.
Amy Howe, we so appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Wednesday,
we will talk to black women who say it is time for a sister to be on the Supreme Court.
Preach!
All right.